What's going on, everybody? You are tuning into the next episode of the Marriage Savvy Podcast, where being savvy about your marriage can help you not get finessed by it. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about one of the most fundamental and influential relational skills needed for any type of connection. That's right, we're talking about empathy. In today's Table Chat with Kim, we're going to be defining empathy. We're going to be seeing how it functions in a relationship and hopefully take away some practical tips on how to develop this incredible skill. My name is John Bautista, and welcome to the show. The Marriage Savvy Podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be used to diagnose, treat, or act as medical advice. Always seek the advice of your primary care physician, mental health professional, or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition and or mental illness. All right. Yeah, we're here with another episode, and we got Kim today on the mic. We're going to be talking about empathy. It's one of the most basic but really fundamental skills we have in the interpersonal dynamic, right? So let's go ahead and define what that is, Kim, and just kind of get the ball rolling.
So empathy, I mean, in the words of the great Brené Brown, she says empathy drives connection. That's right. Her very clear definition of it is that it is simply perspective taking.
Yeah.
So it's the ability to take someone else's perspective, right?
Yeah.
And she's got a great little cute little video out there. If y'all just Google Brené Brown empathy, you'll see this 2-minute video that's really good. I show it to clients sometimes in session, but she does a great job talking about it. But or a cartoon, you know, animated version of it. But so, you know, for some people, empathy is easy. It just is. It comes very naturally. Like, you're a very empathetic person.
Like me, like John Bautista?
Yeah, John Bautista. You're a very empathetic person.
Hey, thanks, Kim.
And so your clients, I think that's why they love working with you, is because they feel that, right? They feel that. And so that's what helps them feel safe to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have empathy in the relationship, your partner is not going to be vulnerable with you. And if they're not vulnerable with you, they're not being intimate with you.
Yeah.
In all the ways. I mean, most people think of it as sex, but I say this all the time. Intimacy is into me, you see. Hmm. And so I'm not going to show you that anything, you know, about me beyond the surface if you're not a safe person to do that with. And empathy is what's going to provide that safety.
Yeah.
And some people really struggle with empathy. They're just not wired that way. Like engineers, lawyers, surgeons. I mean, that doesn't say there aren't any empathetic engineers. There are, but I mean, just they tend to go in that field, right? Where they're very left brain,
right,
and about logic and facts and not a lot about feelings. And so, yeah. So my husband and I used to laugh. So he's an engineer brain, and he would say, I want to know the facts of what, I want to know what happened. And Kim wants to know how you feel about what happened, right?
which both things are kind of necessary, right?
Right. Be a fully well-rounded person. Yes. Yeah. And so empathy is perspective taking. So, but a lot of people will come in. I've got a left brain and a right brain in my office, right? So it's not always male left brain, woman right brain, but let's say it is today in this example. He's an engineer, and he is here because he's not real sure why he's in therapy. His wife's just not very happy, and he's not getting sex.
Hmm.
And she comes in and says, I feel disconnected. I feel lonely. I feel that he doesn't really care about me or is not really interested in how I feel about anything.
Hmm.
And so I start to do a little digging, and I find out, okay, this person struggles with empathy. And oftentimes they'll sit down and go, yeah, I'm terrible at empathy. I have no empathy. And the really cool thing about empathy is you can get better at it. It doesn't have to be, you either have it or you don't.
That's good news for a lot of people.
It is, isn't it? It is good news.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do you get more empathy? One of the things that that is the easiest to do is read fiction.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you think? What would reading fiction do?
Fiction, oh man, the first thing that came to mind was that it gives story, like it gives you conversation, like dialogue. So the way that you're reading it, you're kind of seeing it from their perspective because
there you go,
reading it
from their perspective. You are in the main character's head and life experience, like you're seeing it from their perspective.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You just unlocked a whole nother level for John Bautista. That's fantastic.
Yes, read fiction. So I've had people sit there and tell me that fiction is a total waste of time. They'd rather read nonfiction or instructional manuals or what. And I'm like, of course you would.
Boo.
Boo. And reading fiction is very helpful in getting in the heads of people who you would have no way to relate to otherwise.
Wow.
For me to know the pain you're going through, I've got to kind of tie into that feeling somewhere in me.
Yeah, like you got to do some vulnerable work within yourself.
Yes. So when you are going through something really hard, some loss or some struggle, right? I may not have to have that same loss, but I have to know it's human experience. We're not going to get through our human experience without grief and loss.
Yeah.
And so I can tie into a time when I felt some strong feelings of loss or grief or fear or rejection or anger. And then that allows me to be in your perspective and then to know, okay, wow, then you must also be feeling X, Y, and Z. Mm. And if I can communicate that to you, then you feel seen and you feel heard and you feel connected.
Yeah.
You don't feel alone.
Man, that's so good.
Yeah. So I will have couples do exercises when they are struggling with empathy, and I will have them write a letter from the other person's perspective. So if you cheated on your spouse, for instance, I'll have you maybe even do a journal entry, like pretend like John, you're married to Katie and you cheated on Katie. So you're going to be Katie and you're going to write a journal entry of what that felt like.
I'm so sorry, Katie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
And so, cause you're going to tie in and if that doesn't help you enough, and you probably, honestly, depending on how far removed you are from empathy, we may have to talk to Katie and it be you. Katie's not even in the room necessarily. Like, I'm going to sit here, John, and you're going to role play and you're going to be Katie and I'm going to help you stay in her perspective.
Wow.
Right.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're going to at least tie in a little bit to that on some level. And when you struggle with it, because you will, because it's not something you're typically good at or comfortable with, then we're going to talk about why you're struggling.
Yeah. You know, it seems like being empathetic takes a lot of mental energy. Like you have to think about, man, have I felt this feeling before? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that was that one time whenever this was really heavy or this was really difficult or this is really exciting or this is really sad. And then also saying, you know what? And this person is going through this experience. And I've had similar feelings.
Yes.
You know, that takes so much energy, it sounds like, you know, and it's definitely not something that is, you know, can be learned in a day. It's mm-hmm. definitely going to need some practice. What are other ways that people can do short, small, brief exercises of kind of tapping into their empathy?
So this one's kind of fun. It's making up stories for people that you see. Like, for instance, say you're driving to work and someone cuts you off in traffic. Right. And we kind of want to just these things. Have you noticed how much honking's going on in North Texas? I'm like, what the heck is going on in this town?
It's all the heat.
I think it's everybody. It's, well, it's been going on bothered. For a while. I think it's all the people moving here from other places. I'm like, we don't honk in this state. Stop it. But so somebody's honking at you, right? Or they pulled out in front of you in traffic, you lay on your horn. And so it's real easy to get mad and, you know, think in your head, jerk or whatever, or something worse. And then, and so I will tell them, make up a story where it would make sense for that person to cut you off in traffic.
Mm.
And they're like, why would I do that? Because you're going to develop some empathy, but it's not even real. Of course it's not, but it doesn't matter because it's, can you take a different perspective than the one that you just assumed?
Oh,
right. So right. What would be, maybe it's, a teenager who's just learning to drive and is so nervous and they just hit the gas and didn't think, and they're just terrified. It's your teenager out there driving.
Yeah. Right?
What if it's somebody that's on their way to the hospital or to see somebody who's dying and they've got to get there really, really quickly.
Hmm.
Right. And so is it true? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The point
matter.
Is, can you be open to a different perspective? That's like, it's just a fun little way to kind of yeah. play with your brain a little bit in this way.
Yeah. No, that's actually super helpful because that kind of sounds like challenging your thoughts.
Yeah.
Like you're challenging like your own perspective. Like instead of saying, hey, you know, why'd you do this to me on the road? You're actually saying, well, maybe it's something different. Maybe they had to do this. Maybe they had to do that. Maybe they're learning how to drive. Maybe it's a senior citizen that accidentally, you know, forgot to look at her mirror or something. I don't know. But at that point, like you're challenging yourself and what you believe. Like you don't have to be right.
That's right. The goal is perspective taking.
Yeah.
Getting used to that. And then until you're good at it, though, that's where skills come into play. And that's learning how to listen to your partner, even if you don't understand them, mm-hmm. even if you don't agree with them.
Yeah.
You may not agree with a thing they're saying, but your partner can still feel like you're hearing them.
I like that. Because we're going to definitely disagree on stuff. I mean, we're two individual people, right?
That's right.
Disagreement is bound to happen. So it's seeing their perspective, even if you don't agree with the result. Like you can say, you know what, if with what you were saying, if I thought what you thought, I could see why.
That's right.
You would get angry.
I'd be upset too. Of course, you got upset. Of course, you got upset.
Yeah.
Now you may be thinking, well, you chose to get upset because you chose to think that, even though it's not true.
Right.
Or I didn't mean that when I said it.
Right.
You're too sensitive. You know, right. You can think all those things.
Right.
But if you want to be relational and you want to have a healthy marriage, you're going to learn how to show up differently and your partner's going to learn how.
Yeah.
You're going to learn how to help them feel seen and heard.
Yeah. I think that's so great. And being able to challenge your thoughts, like what a super helpful tool. Making up stories. I think I make up stories all the time.
We all make up
stories. Yeah.
You know, our brains are, you cannot keep taking in new information. So you'll automate. We automate each other. So have you ever seen those, I guess, memes or whatever? You're always floating around Facebook or something where the word says, it'll be a sentence and it'll say something like, I don't know, like 44 days to no vacation or something. And
yeah.
And have you seen that one? Do you know
yes.
what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And
yes,
you'll read it one way, even though the word, that is not what it said.
Right.
Your brain automated that.
Oh, wow.
And so we do that with our partner as well. So, and we tend to always go to the negative. So, you know, our partner will slam a door. And they come in the house. We don't go, I wonder if the wind grabbed that door. or I wonder if they're distracted and they weren't paying attention, we go, oh great, what am I going to have to put up with now? You know what I mean? Like, we go to the negative and we make things up.
Yeah. And we internalize it and maybe even make it about us.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. So challenging your thoughts, making up stories, reading fiction. What a fun way to develop empathy.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Kim. I know that these tips and tricks are going to be super helpful for everybody. I know I am. I'm going to be using them in session, but also encouraging couples. Like, what can you do as a couple together that can help this idea of a scene from another person's perspective? It gives us the opportunity not to be right. And the truth is, because we're all flawed human beings, we're never going to get everything entirely accurate. And that's okay. One last thing that I do want to mention, guys, is if you have questions about your marriage or about a relationship issue or struggle or barrier, feel free to email us at askkim@themarriageplace.com. You might end up on the show. We're looking for people to email or even send in audio questions to askkim@themarriageplace.com. Okay. And you might end up on the show. We're looking to help some people out and hopefully get some more practical tips your way. So thanks, guys, for tuning in to another episode of the Marriage Savvy Podcast. I'm your co-host, John Batista, and we will see you guys next time. Peace.